And of course, psychic Joseph Jacobs with us, so we've still got an hour to go with him, and we'll take your calls when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast, Joseph Jacobs with us, your phone calls as well, his website, 800cself.com. Boy, you've had that for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, I think going back to 92.
As the internet was coming out, you jumped on this.
Yeah. And I figured nobody else would have that that particular website, 800cself.com.
That's a great idea. It really is.
Well, also, when I was doing a lot of radio shows, sometimes they wouldn't mention my phone number, but they would give a website, so I had that worked in as well.
No, that's good.
For readings, I always need the month and day for a moment, and then their age, so that I can focus.
It's easier for
these quickie readings, yeah.
You're doing this all by your head, aren't you?
Pretty much.
It really is. In the old card system, huh?
Uh-huh.
Which always works. Always works. Joseph, you got a lot of this from your mother, didn't you?
Well, she was psychic, so not a professional. I mean, you'd sort of have to beg and plead, and she'd say, no, 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 I don't like to do it. And then, she shuffled cards. She'd fix your lunch and give you a reading. So I grew up, you know, thinking this was normal. My father, on the other hand, was kind of skeptic and more of an intellectual and very funny guy. And so I grew up a mixture of both. There's a novella by, Thomas Mann called Tonio Kruger about Tonio because his mother was Italian and Kruger because his father was German. So he grew up with the passion of the Italian and the functionality of the Prussian to create art. And so in a sense, I have a little bit of both.
All right, let's go back to the calls because this hour is going to go by fast. We've got Nicole from Reno, Nevada. January 26, and she's 32 years old, Joseph, January 26. Nicole, welcome to the program.
George, I adore you.
Well, thank you so much.
I appreciate listening to you every night.
Well,
I get off work
kind of
very late, and thank you for having me on.
Well, you're welcome. Do you have a question for Joseph?
Joseph, I'm an Italian, Cuban-Irish.
You're in a year where you might want to spend a little more time on the computer. You're under very good healing conditions.
That's the last thing I want to hear, more time on the computer. I'm looking more.
You're under very good healing conditions, and you could be a little bit moody or depressed about a relationship right now between May 9th and June 29th. So stay calm and start looking at new opportunities for yourself after
June. Stay calm. You're telling the Walt McRican to stay calm.
After June 30th. What did you want to ask me?
I want to ask you, I'm successful in whatever career path I choose. I excel. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm overly schooled. I'm underpaid. I want to ask you whether I use that schooling to pursue a career where I make great money, but I'm unhappy, or if I take a challenge on. I'm all about the challenges.
Take on a challenge. You may need to learn some things, and there may be a woman who can help you also over the summertime and early fall. And you've got to learn some new things, it seems to me, but you are in a very powerful year. If you're feeling powerless, you're not plugging in all of the energy that you have.
Good luck, Nicole. Hope everything works out for you. How much of this, Joseph, is you take your advice, right? Because I've seen you give advice to people. By the way, that couple of friends of mine from St. Louis that you gave advice for 17 years ago, they're still married. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, I get very few complaints. None at all. I haven't had any complaints in about 15, 20 years.
That's not bad. Do you consider yourself more of a counselor psychic? What would you say?
A metaphysical consultant who uses some psychic ability and various metaphysical focuses. Yeah.
We have Gary now in North Carolina, July 26. He's 50 years old.
July 26 needs to work in cooperation and partnership. You're extremely bright. Sometimes fear gets in the way, and fear leads to anger. You've been through some changes. There's been some money problems over the holidays. You're in a very good time between June 4th and July 25th for a celebration or relationship building. What did you want to ask me?
Basically, how y'all doing this morning? First of all, want to know about my health.
No, your health is I don't see any problems. I'm not a doctor, but I don't see any problems. I think you've been worried a lot, fearful a lot, and there have been some stresses. But I think you're coming out of that. You've got a lot of success dealing with lots of people this year. Socially, get involved with people more, and you're in a kind of developmental time. But I see a lot of success after your birthday, social success, people success, work success.
All right. And one more thing, my relationship with my brother has been kind of strained for the last 2 years. Do you see that getting any better?
What's his birthday?
My mother.
Oh, what's her birthday?
That would be July 15th, 1940.
1940. Puts her at about 76.
Yeah.
75 to be 76.
Should be 76.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a really smart lady and a bit stubborn, I guess, because of it. I mean, she's constantly reading, constantly taking in information, and because you're not doing what she wants you to do, you know?
Exactly.
It looks to me like she's in a bit of a doldrum right now. It's like nothing much happening to her, and kind of sedentary. Write her a note, talk to her. I think the two of you are soulmates. I mean, you knew each other in a former life.
Right.
And she's been a great teacher to you also.
All right. Good luck with that, Gary. Indeed. So I'm not going to pin you down on a political folks yet because we haven't had the nominees. But when they get nominated, Joseph, I'm yanking you back and I'm going to pin you against the wall and you're going to make predictions for
it. Yeah, and it looks like a rough time for all of them.
Really? You
all
think
three.
So?
All three. Rough time.
Do you? Well, let me ask you this. Do you see a third party candidate popping up?
That's a possibility, but it would be foolish, I think.
For everybody.
I think so. I think so. There's been some talk about having somebody run for president in each different state to kind of mess it up. You know, so you'd have
50
Kelly,
different, 50
Kelly running
different.
For president in Texas,
yeah.
and somebody else running in Utah, I think the Republicans have to work things out, and I think the Democrats have to work things out.
California drought's going to get any better?
No.
Yeah.
No, the El Nino wasn't as powerful as they expected it to be, but to some extent that's okay because I was concerned with a heavy El Nino that we would have a serious mosquito problem.
Will we ever make contact with ETs in the next few years?
Very possible this year.
That you think, huh?
Space is going to be very big this year. There are lots of advances in space this year and events that lead us forward. And there could be contact this year. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen either this year or 9 years from now.
We are going to Union, Missouri. Sandra's with us, July 12th, 57 years old. Hey, Sandra, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Joseph.
Hi. Very expressive. You worry a lot, maybe needing to make some people decisions this year. And did you have a question?
Well, I do. I was just kind of worried about, I have a 21-year-old son. You're right, I do worry. And
about relationships, and primarily right now.
Yes. And then, I mean, it's like in between.
And yeah, you've been your mind is not focused. You know, I was talking about mindfulness. This is one year where you really need to focus and not worry so much. And you could almost be accident prone. There could be some changes in the home between your birthday and September 1st. It could be some sort of a change. But things seem to get better in wonderful ways after September 2nd. There's a lot of social and creative success. If you need to meet with an important man, October 24th to December 14th looks very, very good. But watch your holiday spending. It looks like you've got some obstacle, financial, you could be overdoing it a little bit before the holidays. Okay?
Stay where I'm at or change?
I'm sorry?
My future business. Do I stay where I'm at or do I make a change?
Oh, no, stay where you're at. You've been thinking about making a change, but things really start to pick up as far as meeting new people and clients after September 2nd. You've got a very successful year coming up.
So, Joseph, what happens if somebody does not take heed to some of these dates? I mean, what's the downside? So when you give them, let's say, between May and August, you can do this. And let's say they do it in September. What's the downside for them?
Well, they're not going to have the same advantages. In other words, the advantages are going to happen within a particular time frame. But look, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, you know?
Well, that's a good point. You can't do that. Sue in Sacramento, March 29th. 58 years old. Sue, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there. Good to have you with us.
Joseph.
Do you have a little question here for Joseph?
You're very psychic. You're also very service-oriented and want to help people. You're extremely bright. So how old are you?
58.
58, yeah. Things may be moving a little slower. You really have to manage your time well. And you've got to take care of, you needed to take care of some financial matters around tax time, it looks like. There seems to be a relationship change, a change in feelings in a relationship between May 20th and July 10th. And you, too, have a lot of social success, people success, make a lot of contacts. July 11th through August 31st. So things start to move in June, July, August for you. What did you want to ask me?
Well, I wanted to ask, what was my purpose in life and what are my life lessons?
Wow, can you go there, Joseph?
Well, that could take 10 or 15 minutes, but I think development of the brain and intuition, knowledge, and service, that seems to be particularly strong for you. What kind of work do you do?
I'm an event specialist. Do you see me? I'm not working very much. Do you see me? That I should get another job, or should I stay where I'm at?
Stay where you're at, and I think you can make a lot of contacts, as I mentioned. Stay where you're at for now, and I think over the summertime, you're going to be extremely busy.
Okay. Thank you so much. You got me right on. Everything you said.
Thanks.
Couldn't get any more accurate.
All
and
right.
Worry doesn't solve the problems, dear.
When you say these things about people and they say, gosh, this is accurate, you're right on, you're spot on, how does that come to you? I mean, are these like quick thoughts in your head or what?
Yeah. It's a combination of several things going on at the same time.
It's almost like you're doing remote viewing of people.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you do remote viewing?
I don't.
Never.
No. But I'm concerned primarily with a person's life and and their development, but I can also read a company or a business. I also read countries, but my main focus is on people.
You don't see a total economic collapse this year, do
no,
you?
No, I don't. No.
Well, that's a good thing. How about some good news for us? Anything?
Well, I think things are not as bad as people are saying. It's just that the middle class is hurting, and our economy took a big hit 8 years ago, and it's slowly coming back.
Well,
but I think government can do a great deal more to create jobs through working on our roads and on our bridges and on our web and all of that. A lot of jobs can be created.
Who's ever the next president, are they going to have their hands full?
Oh, yeah. Always. You know, it's almost like we need a 35-year-old in the White House rather than a 70-year-old, huh. You know.
Well, the 35-year-olds come out looking 70.
Exactly. I mean, look, Obama looks like he's aged 20 years.
Yeah, he really has. You know, but they all do this.
And yeah, Bush, you know, looked like an old man when he got out. So if you suddenly have a guy like Trump, he doesn't sleep enough as it is. He's going to have a rough time if he gets in the White House.
It's going to be an interesting take.
Concerned with his health, yeah.
Absolutely. And how about you, Joe? Everything going well for you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Any more animals?
No, I think I'm done. I can't tear my heart out anymore.
No, you beat yourself up on that one.
Yeah. And I'm at a point in my life where I love to be secluded. I love to be by myself and work on myself and do the readings, and that's what I do.
Joseph had a cat that passed away. Just a few months ago, I guess, right?
No, it was about a year and a half ago, actually.
That long ago already?
Yeah.
Man, Joseph, it's going by way too fast.
Yeah. Don't give your heart to a dog to tear. You know, that's the Kipling poem, you know.
Let's go to Kathleen, get one more call in before the break. February 12th, she's 57 years old. Kathy in Virginia Beach. Hi, Kathy. How about a question for Joseph?
How old are you?
57, Joseph.
Oh, you're amazing. You're a king of diamonds like George. Can be, you know, have leadership qualities, a little concerned about work. It looks like to me a lot of success with computers right now. Let's say April 5th through May 26th is that your brain is working really well. There's a lot of work for you to do right now. Seems to be a strong woman that you may need to deal with delicately between May 27th and July 17th. A lot of work success here. Also, July 18th and September 7th, I see you working real hard. What did you want to ask me?
Well, I feel like I'm lacking direction in my life.
All right. She's kind of muffled, Joseph, and we got about 30 seconds, but she says she's questioning the direction of her life.
You know, your life, it really needs a lot of focus on health, healing, and spirituality. That's where the answers are.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Final Phone Calls with Joseph Jacobs. And again, his toll-free number, 1-800-SEE-SELF. Website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And welcome back to Coast AM on our next Coast to Coast program, of course. We've got lots going on for you. We're going to talk about the paranormal. We're going to have special open lines because it's Friday the 13th and the debut of the guy from Pittsburgh, George Senda, is going to be talking about Friday the 13th a little bit. You'll get a kick out of him, and make sure you look at the coasttocoastam.com website right before airtime to see his videos that he posts, the guy from Pittsburgh. We're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Joseph Jacobs and your final calls. And welcome back to Coast, Joseph Jacobs with us. Joseph, in the more than 15,000 people you've counseled, is there one story, one event, one person that sticks out?
Well, I remember doing a radio show in Springfield, Illinois. I did regular show there, and it was around Christmas, and I warned that George H.W. Bush shouldn't travel after January 7th. He could get sick. Well, they called me on January 7th, woke me up because it was a morning show, called me to the phone, and said that George H.W. Bush just threw up on
well, the Japanese,
Prime Minister.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Also, I had a guy who owned horses. Well, normally I don't read horses, but he gave me he was a good client, and he gave me the birthday of a half a dozen horses, and I called each one of them, and he said, you know, Joe, if I had $50,000 to buy a horse right now, I'd call you first.
I love it. That's right. Can you predict stuff like that, like the Kentucky Derby winner and?
I don't go in. I don't do sports too much. I'm not into sports, and so I don't get involved in that or who's going to win the Academy Award. I don't do that kind of.
You don't profit off your work like that, do you?
I don't.
Maybe that's why you're so successful, so accurate.
Maybe.
Yeah. And you're a good guy too, Joseph. You really are. I mean, there was a story yesterday where the feds busted a international psychic scam thing. And that they had collected like $180 million. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've had a lot of people come to me who got burned, you know, thousands of dollars. There's somebody who told them there was a curse on them. And if you give me your money, I'll bless it. And then they would never see the person again. And they're smart people, but if you're in mourning over a passing or a relationship ending, and you're very vulnerable, there are people out there who take advantage of you. And in fact, you know, when I started doing a lot of radio, part of what I was doing was doing a lot of consumer advocacy. Know who you're talking to. Don't spend more money than you know. There are psychics out there who are well-known who charge three times what I charge. I can try to keep my prices low for everyone.
There's one out there who has passed on that was charging a fortune.
And I've gotten a lot of people who got nothing from her.
Yeah.
Or her son.
Next up, let us go to more final calls. You ready, Joe? Boy, do I put you to work when you're on.
I love it. As long as people give me a moment to focus and give me their month, day, and age.
Yeah, well, I'll do that for you. Okay. I'll give you the
but
head start.
You'll notice people in their 50s are having a really rough time right now.
Why is that?
Well, we go through a whole kind of rebirthing at age 44 and 45. So people have called it midlife crisis. But actually, 44 and 45 for most people is a time when they can say, this is who I really am, not to please my parents, my family, my friends, I want to be me. But then around 49 through 52, there's a whole roller coaster ride that people go through where they start to go back into the school of life all over again. And that's kind of what we're seeing. We're getting a lot of people in their 50s, if you'll notice.
We sure are. Okay, yeah. Let's go to Jason in Florida. Jason's 31 years old, Joseph.
Okay.
Born on June 30th. Jason, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Yes, hello, Joseph.
Oh, you're a king of hearts. You're very much a people person. You have leadership abilities what do you want to ask me?
Okay, well, first of all, I had a dream a while back that it was kind of this Illuminati New World Order dream, and I found it very creepy, very telling, and I was really hoping that it wasn't like a premonition of things to come. I was kind of wondering about my health and my significant other's health. I've always struggled with balance, even though my sun and moon is Cancer, my rising is Libra, so that's kind of the irony of it. Numerology, I'm an A, and then the numbers four is my life.
No, you're in a particularly good time right now. You're gathering a lot of information right now. And there may be a possibility of some kind of a trip before your birthday. You are in a very psychic year, actually. and focusing a lot on financial matters and what to do with money. Watch your finances between August 21st and October 11th. You may have a bit of a tax bite right around that time. What did you want to ask?
21st and October 11th?
August 21st and October 11th. Yeah, you may have some tax issues to take care of, some financial obligations at that time.
Thanks for that prediction for people, Joseph.
Well, allow for it, you know.
Did you have a specific question, Jace?
Well, I was really wondering about that dream, and then I wondered if my significant other's hearing, if you have any idea if that's going to be an approval or denial or appeal, if that's going to come up. His birthday is 4/25/63, just turned 53, Taurus.
Well, there's a judgment coming up, sometime before August 20th, and maybe that's where some of the finances are going to go.
Okay, good luck, Jason. Let's take some more calls. We've got about 10 minutes left with Joseph Jacobs. We will go next to Eliza in Santa Monica, California, 61 years old or young, and May 27th. Eliza, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, hello, George.
Hi.
And hello, Joseph. Hello, Lisa.
You're very creative.
61 years old, Joseph.
Yeah.
May 27th.
Enormously creative. A little bit of this has been a tough year. There have been some disagreements, some obstacles. You've got a lot of work to do right now. You're coming into a much better year. What did you want to ask me?
Well, that's nice. Well, I'm working with a partner on a creative project right now, and I would like to know if you see some success with this.
Absolutely. I think you've got all sorts of doors opening up as a result of work that you're doing right now, right after your birthday. And there's a lot of creative success, July 18th through September 7th. You need to be writing a lot. You're a born writer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're enormously creative.
I also am a vocal person, and I want to know if I can pursue that more, if you see that happening.
How do you mean that? Singing?
Singing, and I'm a natural harmonist, and also a million voices and sound effects and all that kind of goofy stuff.
There's a lot of success in anything that you do creatively this coming year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. You've got a lot to do, and there may be some travel involved as well.
Oh, neat. Last question, finances?
It's what?
Finances, Joseph.
Watch your finances. Careful with finances, and go over your finances very carefully this coming year. Money spent for transportation, for travel, that's good, but hold back on your money and do the work that you need to do.
I am amazed at how many people just keep calling when you're on. It doesn't stop.
Well, when I was on in January, when I got off the phone, I had 50 calls wanting a free reading. And then when I got off the show, I had another 50.
How late will you stay up tonight?
Oh, well, I'll be up because of coffee. I'm going to go to bed.
And then you're going to wake up and work again.
Exactly.
And you like what you're doing, don't you?
I love what I'm doing, yeah. And it's very good. My clients, new clients, old clients, are my best friends.
I think I found you in a public relations magazine.
That's right. And
right?
And you had a chance to do a show while you were kind of news director.
Yep.
And you called me, and then we just sparked. And then when you got your own show,
how often did I? Yeah, as the Nighthawk, remember?
Yeah, that was amazing.
How often did I had you on, like
once a month, yeah.
All the time, religiously?
Yeah,
for what, the full 3 hours?
It was great. Yeah, I was doing 20 readings an hour.
Yeah.
And you got feedback on all of them.
We had great feedback.
Yeah,
that was fun. I mean, my gosh, how 20 years ago, Joseph. How the time just flies.
It's been one of my most important relationships, by the way.
Well, likewise.
Yeah. I love you, George.
Let's go to Greg in North Hollywood, California. Greg's 58 years old, Joseph, 58, born on November 26. Greg, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us.
Before you get to the read, I had a quick question for Joseph.
Sure.
30 years ago, I met a guy who did psychic readings with cards, and I didn't know whether that was him. He had mentioned...
Where would you have been, Greg?
North Hollywood, California.
That might have been Joseph.
Did you ever read Jermaine Jackson by any chance?
No.
Okay, because this guy said, you know, I had a similar read to Jermaine.
Are you in the business?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow.
So I'm calling, though, now, because I kept it very
calm. You need to be particularly careful of contracts and negotiations between May 2nd and June 22nd.
At this point, I'm calling about my business because I had a disruption and a shakeup.
Handle negotiations very, very, very carefully, and then you've got to make some very careful financial decisions August 23rd through October 13th. Maybe shift and changes in the people that you're involved in. But I see a huge amount of entertainment success between October 6th and November 26th.
Hopefully it's with the new rep that I get.
You need to watch your contracts very carefully right now.
What do you do, Greg?
Voice work.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Tough business right now, isn't it?
Well,
competitive.
It depends. Yeah, it's competitive. There's more supply than demand, it seems.
Do you do commercials or?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. At the time, that other psychic said, I'm surprised you're not world known. And I kept it quiet, and I told him after the read, actually, I am.
What's the biggest commercial you think you've done?
Oh, years ago in the 80s, did voices for a cereal commercial called Golden Grahams.
Oh, yeah.
There could be some internet work that you could be doing August 14th through October 4th, and then I see a lot of entertainment success beyond that.
You see good finances, though, huh?
Yeah, things are going to get a little bit better.
That's good.
Yeah,
because it was down. I was locked up on almost hibernating for years with.
No, get moving. Get
it's
moving.
Time to come out of the closet.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. Good luck to you as well, Joseph. Most people, when they want information, want readings from you, they're concerned about relationships and jobs and stuff. What's been the weirdest thing somebody wanted to know?
About a sex change.
Wow, really?
And I didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
and
how do you advise that?
And it happened to have been a talk show host that I worked with regularly, and I didn't know how to handle it, and of course this was like 20 years ago, so I didn't know as much then as I do now.
A talk show.
I was supportive. You know?
I guess I'm not going to ask you for names.
No names.
That's interesting. That's interesting, Joseph. I hear Caitlin.
We're living in interesting times. I mean, things are, you know, socially, there have been a lot of changes, and people don't know how to adjust quickly enough to those things.
Let's take a few more calls. We've got our Skype caller, Brian, in Needles, California. Brian's 34 years old, January 16th. Hi, Brian. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. How about a question for Joseph?
You're a messenger in this lifetime. You are what, 34?
34.
Yeah, writing, selling, anywhere where you can be a messenger, and can be very, very artistic.
Right, I'm an artist.
Oh, Joseph, you're good.
You've been a little bit on hold. Right after your birthday, there was some financial issues, a lot of relationship issues. You've got to make some decisions about a change that's coming up right now, right?
Right.
And rather than worry about it, do an accounting on it. I think you're meeting with a very good person. I don't know if it's an agent or a lawyer.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it looks like you could do quite well financially over the summer. June 21st through August 11th looks particularly good. You've got a lot of creativity. There may be some travel possibilities. You've got problems with where you're living, though.
Yeah.
I think they're plumbing problems
yes.
That's got to be taken care of. That's going to cost a little bit of money.
All right, good luck to you. Joseph, how in the heck do you see plumbing problems when you give somebody a reading? My.
I do it all. Yeah, I do it all. I do a lot more in a regular reading. I mean, I've got to do this off the top of my head here, you know.
Joseph's website again. 800CSELF.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and his toll-free number. They can leave messages for you, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, and I'll get back to them whenever I can. It looks like I usually don't like to work on the weekends, but I'll be making calls over the weekend.
1-800-SEESELF, 1-800-CSELF, that's his toll-free number that you have had for as long as I can remember you.
Well, I've had it since 92, yeah.
That's a long, long
time. It's been a great pleasure. It's always nice to hear your voice and work with you. You're very important in this country to an awful lot of people.
Well, we're going to keep plugging along, Joseph, and when we get down to the nomination stage, let's have you back and take a prediction from you.
Oh, wait till we see those conventions. They're going to be dramatic, both of them.
Final question of the night, then. Over the next couple months, how's life going to be for most Americans?
I don't see a big shocking change. I see problems in July and September for a lot of people, but I don't see anything dramatic happening. And
at least something comfortable, huh?
Yeah, nothing usually life changing for everyone. But there are weather problems. There are explosions, cars that drive into houses. I mean, there are all kinds of things that happen.
Got to be careful. Joseph, thanks for being on the program again. Joseph Jacobs. Yeah, it's been 20 years since I've known him doing my Nighthawk show. There was a magazine that a company would put out where all these people who were looking to get on radio shows as guests, would put their picture in there, a little bio, and it would be in the form of a magazine. And when I was producing my show, the Nighthawk program in St. Louis, I came across this booklet, and I'm flipping through it, and I'm looking at all these various guests and their topics and their books. And I come across Joseph Jacobs as psychic experience on radio. And I went, you know what, I'm going to give him a try. And I did. And the folks in St. Louis love the guy, and I hope you do too. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasores, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.